So we're talking about the Word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Psalm 19, verse 7. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Praise the Lord. And we had said that anywhere under the New Testament, anywhere where we see law, we put there word. So we will read it like this. The word of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Because God's word is his law. Praise God. God's word is his way of doing things. He tells us how we should behave, how we should relate with him, who he is. Everything is in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. They were God's rhema, God's words that he was breathing out and speaking it to men, and they were writing it down. Praise the Lord. Does God still speak today? Yes, he does. He's a living God, so he still speaks to us today. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, I want to, you know, say some things here that I didn't say earlier on. So you got, you know, what I had said originally. Praise God. Everything we're going to need for life and godliness has been given to us, including the scriptures. When God talks or is trying to relate with the church, he's always speaking that we should walk circumspectly, which means taking into account every facet of the things of the kingdom of God. We don't take a part of it and leave the other part. And continually he's reminding me that stability does not come by us just, you know, the excitement of the fact that we just got saved and the, how do I put it now, that the spirit of joy, as it were, is being felt. And we feel peace, we feel everything, we're feeling it. And sometimes it's not that we no longer feel those things, it's just that we've gotten so, how do I put it? We're so used to things. Like if you have a perfume and you keep putting it on, after a while, you won't know it's there. Other people may notice it, but you won't know it's there. And sometimes you overdo it and you walk into a place and nobody's able to breathe because of you. Hallelujah. And so he gave us his word for us to know what we have and who we are. So ever so often, maybe you can come to church. You know, you can come to church, rejoice, dance, do everything, and walk out and get home and just feel like, man. Or maybe something happened, you ran over a side curb or something, your tires blew and all of that. It looks like the joy just, do you get what I'm saying? The word is what keeps you stable. The word keeps you. Hallelujah. Everything that God gave to us, he gave it to us in his word. It's in his word. He encourages us by his word. He strengthens us by his word. He comforts us by his word. You know, when the Bible says the Holy Ghost is a comforter, it's not just that he makes you feel good alone. Yeah, it makes us feel good. That is true. Praise God. When we pray in tongues, we feel good. But it is the thing, the things that he says to us actually is what encourages us and strengthens us. The things he says to us. In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28, the Lord said to Moses, when he decided that Moses was not going to go into the promised land, because Moses struck the rock twice, and the Bible said that rock was Christ. And because Christ was not supposed to be crucified twice, he was not supposed to strike the rock twice. He did not understand the prophetic. And God decided, the reason is that God decides that whoever rejects Jesus Christ will not enter into his kingdom. Hallelujah. So that is his ultimate goal. That is the place or his ultimate law or rule. You don't reject Jesus. If you do, there's no hope for eternity. So when you struck him twice or you received Jesus and somewhere along the line you decide, oh, I don't, you know, it's no longer fashionable to go with Jesus and you throw him out, that's it. As soon as Jesus leaves, the Holy Ghost goes with him, everything goes. That's it. Glory be to God. So in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28, the Lord began to speak to Joshua, to Moses, and charge, he says, but charge Joshua and encourage him and strengthen him, for he shall go over before these people and shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. Now, he is Jehovah, for goodness sake. You know, when we will pray, we'll say, Lord, give the spirit of encouragement, give strength to us. But God is telling Moses to encourage Joshua. He's saying to Moses, you strengthen Joshua. How was he going to do that? Who has the power? Remember at this time, Moses was not filled with the Holy Ghost. The anointing just comes on him when he wants to use him and leaves. He was not a son, he was a servant. Praise the Lord. So he presupposes that there is something that God gave to Moses or that Moses had that was capable of encouraging Joshua. There was something that Moses had that was capable of strengthening Joshua. What was it? Joshua chapter 1. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Now, it was the law that Moses gave to Joshua and spoke to him that he was the next in line. It was words that he used to encourage him. It was words that he used to strengthen him. Praise God. And the word came from God. Hallelujah. Then he says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So the word has something to do with the success of the brethren, of the church, of the man who's trusting the Lord. His word is an important element in it all. The spirit is the fire. The word that you get are the things that ignite that fire. Praise God. Because without the word, something will happen that will make you, because this world is unstable. It's in darkness. And things will just be happening. And they will lie and they will say some stuff and all of that. If the book of the law is not in front of you, the Bible says, he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty, Which means that this thing we're looking at is what says that, you know, shows us what it means to be free. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't know, the world is going to tell you what things should be. Outside of what God has already said. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. Where is it coming from? The word. Me paying attention to the word of God, my concentrating on the word of God, and seeing what God wants me to see concerning it. He said, because as I observe, he says, when I'm looking at it, I begin to observe. I'm looking at it, I'm saying it to myself. It begins to dawn on me what God actually said. And when you know the truth, the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's drive back real quick to the book of Deuteronomy. Praise the Lord. I'm still going to come back to this, but I just want to make a little point there. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 5. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it, that you should do so, that you should do so. You hear to do. Hallelujah. You hear it, you do it. He said, when you do it, praise the Lord, he says that you may, that you should go, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. He said, keep therefore and do them. Keep therefore and do them. He said, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We're not supposed to be listening to the nations. We're supposed to give them the wisdom of God. Amen. He said, keep them therefore. He said, keep them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. For what nation is there so great who had God so near unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? You can't call upon a God you do not know. You can't even call upon God concerning a matter that you do not know he has made provision for. And how do you know? It comes from the will, the testament. The testament. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Hebrews, he says that, you know, a will is not in force, it's not in force except after the death of the testator. Jesus Christ made the will. God made the will. Jesus accepted it. Jesus went to the cross, died, and left an inheritance for God's people, for whosoever believes in him. Now, some people like to, you know, go into the world and just be, you know, claiming things that are not, they're not even saved. Hallelujah. Now let me come back to my point, because there are two things here. There are things we ought to do, things we ought to say, how we ought to be, what we ought to believe, how we ought to be acting around, praise the Lord, that God will do what he promised us. There is a part that we need to play. Glory be to God. We don't live like the world. We don't take the opinion of the world concerning things. God's word is the wisdom of God. He said it here. He said it shall be your wisdom. When you keep the commandments of God or the word of God, it will be your wisdom before the nations. Because of the outcome. The outcome of the thing that you're doing will let the world see that you are wise, or you were wise, doing what God said. God is not a respecter of persons. God does not bless you because you're sitting here. No, God's blessing you because you're doing what he said to do. What I'm talking about is earthly blessing. Now, you've been blessed. You and I have been blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But how do we know these things? From the word. Amen. Hallelujah. If somebody's coming, Second John. Glory be to God. The second epistle of John is a one chapter book. Hallelujah. And the apostle John was talking to the church there. He says, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, but this is at the basic level. Because there are many tricks of the antichrist today. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are many things going on. You know, they say you come to our meeting. When you pray, don't pray in the name of Jesus. That's the Antichrist. Antichrist means against Christ. Yeah. If you don't let me pray in the name of Jesus, why? You are against Christ. There's no other explanation. Do you understand? Jesus said, he that is not for us is against us. Hallelujah. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. He said, whosoever transgresseth and abided not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Where's that doctrine? Where do we know the doctrine? How do we know the doctrine? Scriptures. The word. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but I shall meditate therein day and night, that I mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. And you shall have what? Good success. Not just success, but good success. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Bible, now let's keep reading. You say, but he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now he says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, what is he talking about? He's talking about the word of truth. He's talking about the word of life. He's talking about the scriptures, the doctrine that Jesus brought, the doctrine that we have, this word of God, the body of truth. If somebody is not carrying it, is preaching some of that thing, there's a problem. Grace without right living is like a vehicle without brakes. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He said, oh, you're giving us rules. No. It's not about rules. It's about you being yourself in Christ. There is you. There is the real you in Christ. There is the real believer in Christ. Let's not fool around. There's a real born again experience. You are a new creature. You're not an old creature. You're not a reformed old creature. You are a new creature. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. How do we know that? The word. And that new creature lives by the word. It's a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. This proceeds from the mouth of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It was Rhema when it was spoken. It has become Logos to us, but that Logos is still living. Amen. Jesus is the living word of God. This is the written word of God. When this word comes in contact with our human spirit, it comes alive. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. James chapter 1. It said, but be ye doers of the word, verse 22, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man, beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So you're looking into a law, you're looking into something that tells you who you are. It says, like a man who beholds his natural face in a glass. His natural face in a glass, which means you are the word. You're just identifying who you are.